This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in April of 2019. We're talking no other peer-to-peer network, also known as MobiCard Inc. They find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PTOP. And with us today is the chairman and CEO of the company, Josh Sedaitis. Josh, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. It's good to be back on the show. I need to just start off by reading a condensed safe harbor statement that this release may include forward-looking statements within the meaning of Section A of the Securities Act of 1933 as amended and Section 21E of the Securities Exchange Act of 1934 as amended. The company invokes the protection of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. The company is no longer a fully reporting SEC filing company. We are under no obligation to and expressively disclaim any such obligation to update or alter our forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. I'm really excited to be back on your show, Everett. It's been a while, but I only wanted to come back with really big news, and I've got a lot of exciting news to discuss. I'm super excited to come back on your show to announce that I just completed the second-to-last payment towards completion of the new MobiCard Enterprise technology platform, and we'll be submitting our apps to the respective stores for approval. This leaves only one final payment for completion of the new technology platform, and we will go live with its rollout. So with this most recent payment, our technology partners at Think Latitude will migrate the code to our server, clean out the databases, and transition to live payment mode. Even more exciting is that we're going to be deploying the product to Apple and Google Play stores so that each can audit the work of our development team and approve our product for release. This recent payment will pay for the audit checks and potential code modifications to correct any features that the Apple Store or Google Play Store feel should be addressed. I anticipate we'll soon have a fully approved MobiCard app depending upon the respective store's timeline for such issuances. In layman's terms, Everett, we are now ready to submit our apps for the new technology platform to the respective stores, Apple Store and Google Play Store. The next step is an audit process where they go through all of our 384-plus features and make sure that they adhere to their community standards and best practices. If something gets flagged, we can appeal and make a case to keep that feature, or we have the option to remove the feature altogether. This process's time frame varies. I'm told that the audit process goes faster for the Google Play Store than the Apple Store, but only time will tell. Could take 5 business days. It could take a month and a half. I anticipate that we should get cleared by the end of August or sometime in September. Once the apps are approved, we will go into beta testing. For all the listeners out there, if you want to be one of the select beta testers and have the opportunity to utilize MobiCard's new platform while giving direct feedback to both the MobiCard team and our software developers, go to our website right now. That's www.freemobicard.com. Again, that's www.freemobicard.com. And we've set up a tab on the page called the beta tab. If you go to that webpage, you can see more, or the beta tab, you can see more information about the beta test process and what our beta team is looking for in requirements to achieve the best results from the beta testing process. At the bottom, there's a place to sign up with your email. So again, if you'd like to be one of our select 150 beta testers, go to our website, www.freemobicard.com, click the beta test tab, and enter your email where indicated at the bottom of the page. So the beta test phase will serve to help debug the platform and identify areas for improvement, in addition to providing valuable feedback for enhancements to the application in future phases. Once the beta test phase is complete, our technology partners will provide support and debugging as specified in the statement of work in our original contract, and it's for a period of 2 weeks. So let me repeat and be crystal clear. We've made the second to last payment, and our iOS and Android apps will be submitted to their respective stores. Then the audit process begins. Once approved, we will begin the beta testing phase. The final payment will be made after the beta test phase is complete. We'll then be live with 2 weeks of support to iron out any wrinkles. Then Everett, MobiCard will enter the stage we've been striving towards for quite some time, the customer acquisition phase.
Customer acquisition phase. That sounds like good news to your shareholders' ears. What do you have planned exactly? And also, comment on the file of patent. I understand you guys got a patent and any deployments on that part of it. That sounds really exciting. And I'd like to hear.
Yeah, I mean.
Go ahead.
So you're right, Everett. I mean, I guess the last time I was on your show, I had announced that we had been allowed to be granted a patent. I think I made the announcement that we paid the allowance fees, and we also ended up paying the fees for that patent to be granted. But before you get a patent granted, you can file what's called a continuation patent, which we also did. So the patent is in the books as granted, and we filed a continuation patent application as well to enhance our material claims and secure new ones as well. We also have plans to file what I like to call the grandchild patent, really just in addition to the continuation patent that can be more specific and speaks to how our platform works with specific reference to our applications. So this, in my opinion, will not only secure us as the best product in our space, but will allow us to tout our proprietary solution to any and all customers, future customers and potential customers. I strongly believe that the core business product of any company is the most important ingredient for success. It's the fundamental essence of any company. MobiCard, armed with our proprietary new platform and apps in both the Apple Store and Google Play Store, plus a web-based app to complement both, is, in my opinion, the product that will finally revolutionize what the business card has been since Gutenberg invented the printing press. Once our apps make it through the audit process, we have one final payment, and we can revolutionize a new industry unlike anything else out there in the marketplace today. I can't wait until we can enter the customer acquisition phase. It is one of the key strategic objectives I've been striving towards ever since I became CEO. We are only one payment and an audit beta test away from this phase. Of course, I have a few tricks up my sleeve, one of which would be the obvious acquisition of all former customers of the old legacy platform. The deals that were previously announced publicly in 2015 and 2016 should be our first priority to restore. Right? Some of those were big companies and should be provided some big enterprise accounts for us right out of the gate. I mean, if they like the dinosaur version of our old legacy platform, and they'll love our new top-of-the-line platform that has more features, right?
All right, Josh, settle down a little bit. We're running out of time here. I can see you're excited, which I'm happy for you. Let me ask you this. There's been a lot of chat on the message boards about financials. Where are you guys at in this part of it?
Well, I'm a big believer in the fundamentals. The financials are obviously one of them. I've been concentrating on the core business product first and foremost. But my CFO has been bugging me to get funding together to complete the financials. We can get them completed simultaneously with the rollout if we had the funding to do so. I will be hosting a shareholder conference call for qualified accredited investors sometime next week. If any of our shareholders of PTOP are accredited, qualified, would like to participate in that call, they can send an email to info@freemobicard.com. with your email, with their email, their phone number, along with their name. When we have the details of the call finalized, we'll broadcast an email with the invite, With our first priority of securing a marketable product having been accomplished, the financials should fall into place quickly once we have the resources to allocate, you know, not only to complete the business product, but to complete the financials. So MobiCart's really closer than ever to achieving all of its strategic objectives. This is really just the final push to wrap up the key strategic goals that I set out to accomplish when I took the CEO position.
I'm going to give you 30 seconds here to wrap everything up. In essence, what do you want your stockholders and my listeners to take away from this interview?
I think the three most important things to take away is that we've been working diligently to accomplish the key strategic objectives. I want them to be able to know that we've progressed the core business product forward and that we've submitted those apps. We'll be submitting those apps to the Google Play Store and Apple Store if they haven't been submitted. I have to check my tech team already. I also want them to take away that if they want to be a part of the beta test app, that they can go to our website and sign up for it. And then I also want them to take away that they should send an email to info@freemobicard.com if they're an accredited, qualified, accredited investor that would like to participate in our shareholder conference call that we're going to be having sometime next week.
As for my listeners, if you're looking for a consumer cyclical mobile business card platform, look no further than Peer-to-Peer Network, also known as MobiCard Inc. Find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PTOP. My personal opinion, grossly undervalued here at 0.1 cent. But that is my personal opinion, and it seems like I've been correct a lot of times here in 2019. Josh, I want to thank you for stopping by. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there, and I wish you nothing but the best. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Absolutely. You got it, Everett. We'll talk to you soon.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.